The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast. Because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has him back safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughtered a fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. It's perhaps Jesus' best-known parable that we have in front of us today. And I think it calls out to us in a way just naturally to see where it is we are in this passage. Where are we? What character are we in this parable? I think this could be called the parable of the prodigals, because each character seems to be prodigal in his own way. And the prodigal can mean kind of generous to the abundance in terms of giving things away, but it can also mean squandering. And I think the central character in the story is not one of the brothers, but of the father. So this passage, this parable that Jesus gives us, is revealing to us who God is. We can look at the beginning, how the younger brother really dishonors the father, really treats him as though he were dead. You know, giving him his inheritance means that the father would have to divide the land. The younger son would have then had to sell the land. Someone would have moved in, right? So the father now and the older son are living on what was half of their land, with that constant, I don't know if I'd say torment, but reminder that the younger son had left because there's some other guy over there on half of what was our land. So, but he bears that, the father bears that burden, that insult. Right? He continues to love his son, even when he goes and squanders it, and when he comes back. Father's not meant to run. Right? An older man is not meant to run in that society, and yet he runs to meet his son. This is telling us something about God. And it's not enough for the father to reconcile the younger son, even though it's a big part of the turning point of the passage. He also goes out for the older son, who reproves him in front of his guests. What dishonor is that also? This is the story of everyone dishonoring God, and God forgiving and being ready to forgive. So actually, no matter where we find ourselves in the story, we find a God who loves us, who is full of mercy, who is eager to forgive. Okay. At the end of it all, we want to be like God. At the end of it all, we want to be like God. We want to be steadfast in love for whomever we encounter. We want to be rich in mercy and eager to forgive and reconcile. And yeah, we want to be prodigal too. What we have and who we are, we have to give away. For no other reason than that's who God is. That's who God is, that's who we're called to be. Whatever we have, whoever we are, wherever we find ourselves today, we have to give ourselves away. In love of God, and in loving God, loving the people he puts in our life today.